This is the music of the internet. The internet is made up of Sydney Bennett, a.k.a. Sid the Kid, and Matt Martin, also known as Matt Martians. And the song we're listening to now, Girl, is taken from their latest album, Ego Death.
Passion burning, causing rapture of laughter.
Sid and Matt join me from our studios in L.A. Thanks so much for being with us, you two.
Anytime.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. First of all, Matt, Martins just wasn't good enough for you, this last name? Martin?
No, I was always like the weird kid at my school, and like a few girls used to just call me Matt Martians just to kind of like pick at me, and because my head was big and I was bald, so it kind of fit.
And Sid hey. The Kid, it just rhymes?
My next door neighbor, he's been my next door neighbor since I was a kid and still is. He's been calling me that since I was a kid.
You live in the same house as
yes,
when you were
ma'am.
A kid?
Since I was two.
I imagine you could move wherever you wanted to. What works for you about staying close to your family that way?
My dad makes me breakfast every morning. He's very worried about my nutrition. I spent a year away from home, and after paying rent, my parents have a house, we have a mortgage. I'd rather just put in on the mortgage.
Oh, so you help. You help pay the mortgage bill.
Yeah.
So you're not just freeloading at your parents' house.
No, no, not anymore.
Let's talk a little bit about the new album, Ego Death. Matt, you want to tell me what's behind that name?
It's kind of been something that a lot of people that we know just having their egos checked in many ways. You know, some people losing their jobs when last year they were, you know, at the top of the mountain, you know. Certain people, you know, careers going in different directions that they didn't anticipate. And just kind of two words that you just want people to think about these days, because we do have a lot of people that, you know, on the internet, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, it's a lot of egos that are really based on nothing backing it up.
You two sound like pretty level-headed folks, but is it also just a reminder for the two of you to keep it in check?
Because definitely
fame can get crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm still driving around in my old whip, still living at home, got issues with my new chick, she blowing up my phone, hot, all I hear is womp, 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 womp.
There's a lot of pressure in this industry to play up on your personality and portray like you have a lot, like you're bigger than everyone else. Yeah, it's kind of a reminder for us. Even like the first track on our album, Getaway, is kind of just a reminder that I have these dreams, I have these aspirations, and I'll get there, but right now I'm not going to fake the funk, you know?
Let's listen to another song from the album. This one's called Just Saying I Tried.
Used to be you and me, young and in love. Honestly, used to think love was enough. Tell me what that'd be to put you out from under me. Need you all up under me. I already moved on. Was enough with you for too long. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Sid, where did this song come from?
He loves when people ask me stuff like this. This song is honestly for anyone. I could say it's about one or two specific females, but it's actually just, it's me portraying my confidence in that the girls who wouldn't show me the time of day or who like play games with me, just know that you missed out on a pretty good opportunity.
Talking like I got a shot, changing my mind, but I know better than that, you're wasting your time.
Is this a breakup song?
I don't think it's a breakup song. I think it's more of a like after a breakup song, yeah. After you've had the space and like
it's
post-breakup.
It's very honest. Like,
it's recovery. You're on the upside.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
The next chapter.
You have to do that.
Got a letter from an old flame the other day. Bumble up at a scent reminiscent of me. Says she's doing just fine. That I've been on her mind, and that she wishes that I never ever went away.
Sid, what was music's role in your life when you were growing up?
For me, it was an escape. I mean, I think for everybody it is to a certain extent. And also, I think at a certain age, I started hearing things and I started saying to myself, wow, I wish I could say that I made that. You know, I wish I could take credit for that.
Interesting. You felt pulled to make the music. It wasn't that you just wanted to sing it. You didn't just want to perform it.
I wasn't a singer until like a few years ago. I mostly wanted to produce.
I read that you built your own studio when you were 15. Is that right?
Yeah, it wasn't like a real studio, but yeah, I had a microphone, I built a booth in my closet, speakers, I had a subwoofer.
Wow, I don't know, that sounds pretty legit.
It was okay. I was booking studio time, so.
How were you not always singing? I mean, you have this amazing voice. Why was that not something you wanted to do?
I don't know. At a certain age, I think I sounded okay. And then once American Idol came out, you know what I mean? You sit around it with your whole family, and my mom has a really good ear, so she used to critique everybody like crazy. And
wait, so Idol came out and you thought, oh, I can't do that, so I must not be good.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, you know, I tried to sing along to stuff as a kid, but nobody ever was like, hey, do you really want to sing? And so I never did.
Did you see the news last night? They shot another one down. Whoa.
Sid the Kid and Matt Martians are The Internet. The group's latest album is called Ego Death. They talked to us from our studios in L.A. Sid and Matt, thanks so much. It was great.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Father, ooh.